From Festival Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta. Sherwood Park, where the romance and adventure of Robin Hood meets the romance and adventure of a 20-minute commute to Edmonton. It's the Irrelevant Show!
Okay. Okay, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting of the League of Cats to order. All right, settle down. Come on, all of you cats, settle down. God, it's like trying to manage, it's like hurting a really disorganized group. Okay, settle down. Settle down, please. Please all settle down. Thank you. Fellow cats, as you know, dogs are now more popular than ever. I agree 100%. We cannot allow cats to become the secondary pet. We must increase our popularity. Any suggestions?
We already poop in a box. What more do people want?
Well, we need to think outside the box.
No, trust me, we do not want that.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Any other ideas?
Well, how about more of that thing where we just stare at something behind them that isn't there?
Okay, good, good. Anything else?
We could do less of that thing we do.
What thing?
Where we go, hook, 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 hook,
hook. Why would we stop doing that? It's adorable.
I believe I have the answer.
Very well, you have the floor. Proceed.
I have invented a thing called the internet.
Oh, like a net for catching fish?
No, it connects computers together. They will think it's a way for them to communicate and look up information, but its actual purpose shall be to display adorable and hilarious photos of us. We shall pose in boxes, in ceilings, and with cheeseburgers.
And what will that accomplish?
Our people will never want to leave the house. Walking dogs will become an unacceptable drain on their internet time. They will come to resent their dogs, and eventually, to hate them.
Oh, it's perfect.
Oh, can we poke our heads through bread?
You can and you must.
What if we resemble horrible dictators from the past? Would they enjoy that?
They would love noting that similarity.
What if we hold our faces under their chins so it looks like we're their beards?
Cat bearding is an actual thing that they will enjoy. So, you see, the internet shall be the greatest cat propaganda device the world has ever seen. And while they are on it, we will take over their laps.
What if the computer is on their laps?
Then we shall lie on the keyboard. They will find it annoying, but we will be so cute, they'll just type around us.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. All right, very well. All in favor?
Meow.
Make it so. But wait, how can we be sure this internet will be popular in the first place?
I'll put a bunch of dirty pictures on it.
Oh, yeah, that would be.
This is JJ's phone. I'm gone for 10 days, so leave a message and I'll get back to you when I can.
Hey, JJ, it's me. I'm using your phone. I'm on your porch. Whoa, okay, I'm not going to waste your time. Enjoy the surfing vacation, buddy. You know, catch a wave for me. Yeah, okay, I'm just calling to say that I won't be calling anymore, okay? Everything is fine at your house. Thanks for letting me house it. This will be the only time you hear from me, okay? Hey, does your fridge make ice? You know, like, does it have one of those special ice-making things? You know what? Forget it. I'll make do. Okay, we'll see you when you get back. Hey, JJ, my main man. A quick question. Is it okay for your dog to eat marshmallows? Like, will it get sick if it has one or two or, you know, maybe four bags when I'm not looking? Oh, you know, I just remembered, you know how when you get a stain on a couch, you just flip the cushion? Yeah, yeah. Well, what do you do if it's stained all the way through? Yeah, never mind. Forget it. Enjoy the vacay. Yeah, yeah. All's well on the home front. Hey, for one thing, I'm in the house, and I got that fridge to make ice. Woo! Hey, JJ? How do you stop your fridge from making ice? Fridge from making ice, like a hypothetical fridge, and it was shooting ice cubes out and making the kitchen a really dangerous place, and I... Oh, ow! Oh, God, ow, it's cool! Ow! Oh, God, oh, God! Listen, last thing! Oh, unrelated to your house! Oh, what gets red wine out of carpet? Because the answer's not gasoline! Okay, I gotta go!
Hello, I'm Donald Sutherland. Most people know me as an actor and voiceover artist, but did you know I'm also a ladies' man? I've bedded over 4,100 beauties in my time, and now you can too, thanks to my new Donald Sutherland breath mints. The only breath mints that precisely reproduce the smell in my mouth and throat. No matter the occasion, the Donald Sutherland breath mints will give you the confidence you need to tap into your inner Lothario. That's because each and every Donald Sutherland breath mint is pre-suckled by yours truly, giving them an aroma that no woman can resist. Don't believe me? Observe what happens when a man chewing one of my mints approaches a woman at a bar.
Pardon me, could I buy you a drink?
Your breath. It smells like the almost palpable grief in the 1980 film Ordinary People. Let's go to my place right now!
Okay!
Ho-ho, another satisfied customer. So, fellas, do yourself a favor and snag yourself a pack of Donald Sutherland breath mints. They come in a variety of Sutherland delicious flavors, including mash, Clout, JFK, and new Hunger Games. And those are all names of movies I've starred in. My breath mints are available in bowling alleys, under bridges, and in gas station bathrooms.
Lots of breath mints claim to give you the magic of Donald Sutherland, but only Donald Sutherland breath mints actually capture the aroma of Donald Sutherland's mouth and throat.
That's because I suckle every mint in my own mouth and throat.
Hey, this is JJ's phone. I'm gone for 10 days, so leave a message and I'll get back to you when I can.
Hey, hope your vacation's, you know, waves. Hey, you seen your dog? Like, is she with you? Because, like, if she is, perfect. Yeah. Yeah, and if she's not, then, just kidding. Hey, wait a second. You don't have a dog. Do you? You know, I don't know if you're getting these messages, but if you are, we need to have a serious talk. It's about the fridge. It's really hot, hey? Like, I thought I defeated it in the battle of the ice kitchen with the garden hose and your microwave, but now the fridge has evolved into this final form, and it's super hot. Yeah, your house is, like, really humid. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, one more thing. You should probably learn Swedish. Yeah, just the basics even. Oh, I can't get into it now. Yeah, we'll talk later.
You're listening to the 1 Minute Radio Network. All the news and information you need in 60 seconds. And now, here's your host, Jane Sparsley.
Hello, and welcome to the 1 Minute Radio Network. I'm Jane Sparsley. 1 Minute News starts now. News headlines, tension in the Middle East, ice caps melting, teens and their iPods, and a baby panda who's friends with a dog. Gary Reed's got sports.
Last night's scores were 3-1, 7-5, 9-8, 10-0, 98-72, and 0-0. Jane?
Local team, hey, Gary?
They suck.
Thanks, Gary. Now traffic and weather together with Sandra Marks and Don Michaels.
A tractor trailer has overturned on the 404.
Should give a bit of precipitation overnight. Look for I-21 to the Loop 13 overnight. That's traffic and weather together. Jane?
Thanks, guys. That's some nice weather, bad traffic we got there, huh? Pretty good, bad.
You betcha, Jane. Yes.
The phone lines are open. 1-800-555-2323. Line 1, go.
Hey, Jane.
Line 2, you're on.
I have a comment, Anna.
Line 3, go.
What's the topic?
And here's Ray Bobson with the editorial.
Is it just me?
Good night.
This has been the 1 Minute News, now 8 minutes of ads.
Okay, I'm just gonna read this because I'm having trouble finding the words. JJ, I lost your house in a poker game to the Swedish ambassador to Canada. I'm really sorry. Good news, I have arranged for you to continue living here. Bad news, technically now you're on Swedish soil, so you'll have to obey Swedish law while you're in your own home. Branding hip. I think that surfs up in Swedish. I solved the Swedish stuff. I can't wait till you get back. Oh, can you never go in your basement again? It's the Swedes, yeah. They've used an axe as a key. Stay back! Maybe if I lure them to...
And now, an announcement from me. Here at The Irrelevant Show, we're interested in exploring human behavior in all its forms, from the loftiest heights of achievement to the lowest cesspools of humiliation. From glittering high culture all the way down to what some of you will do later tonight and deny tomorrow. We're about building bridges. And that's why we're so excited to announce a major new project, a brand new opera based entirely on an exchange of text messages between two random Canadians. This exchange takes place at 2 a.m, so they're particularly random. Ladies and gentlemen, we are proud to present Jocelyn Ulf, Kieran Martin Murphy, and Maestro Jan Randall with the world premiere of You Up, the Text Opera.
Your kissing buddy, X, X, X.
Hey, Pete, I was just thinking of you.
Not Pete.
Fred?
No.
You're sure it's not Pete?
No, you met my grandma. You came to family Xmas.
Adam?
No. Camping in Jasper, shooting stars, crying under the waterfall.
Not ringing a bell!
Okay, it's Alex Williams!
Alex, no! I told you we're done!
It's been 3 years, I think about you all of the time. And Sarah, no one, I say no one, will ever love.
What?
Part 2 of 2. As much as I adore.
OMG, you're so cute.
Winky face, smiley face.
LOL.
TFL.
RGHTFL.
What's the SP?
Swimming pool!
You're dirty!
You are bad!
So spank me again!
Glasses, please!
I want to L you in the
arm! I'm gonna cheat! This is Pete. Hey, Pete! It's your favorite kissing buddy!
Kelly with an I. Kelly with a Y.
No,
Barb,
no,
Deb,
no,
Fran,
no,
Sue.
It's Sarah!
Oh, losing power! Losing power! No bars! Gotta go!
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius XM, coming to you today from Festival Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta. For free podcasts of The Irrelevant Show, either individual sketches or whole episodes, go to iTunes or to our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow. And if you have a comment about the show, send us an email. Our address is irrelevant@cbc.ca.
We love hearing from all our listeners, especially the ones who think we're involved in some kind of conspiracy. So we were very excited to receive one particular email recently. In fact, we were so thrilled, we wanted to give this email special treatment.
And so The Irrelevant Show proudly presents Listener Mail Beat Poetry, featuring an actual listener email and the bass stylings of Mr. Jan Randall.
I'm from the 60s, no straight. Have been nourished by many CBC comedies since then. The Irrelevant Show must be a reflection of the rise of Harpertar. It gives nothing of value to the airwaves. Cheap mocking shots is all it's got. I never imagined such destitution of value / positive stimulation. Alberta has sold its soul to the tar dollar. Truth? You can't face the truth. The existence of Harper's Alberta rests on global ruin, and The Irrelevant Show is a sad distillation of that sad fact. I have never made such a negative comment to any show in my life. The lady can sing. That's it.
Thanks for that email, man who sent it.
If you have anything to say about the show and any preference for the musical accompaniment we give it, our address is irrelevant@cbc.ca.
JJ, great news from the home front. Your house has been liberated. I will say this. Thank God Sweden went to war with Norway in 1814, because your Norwegian neighbors did not forgive or forget. I've been in some big Scandinavian brawls, my friend, but this one was something special. Oh, even your dog came back to help in the fight. Oh, and your fridge. Oh, your fridge was so brave. Oh, shooting ice cubes at our nautical pressures. Yeah, we won. We learned a lot, my friend. I learned that in war, there's a lot of broken furniture. I gotta be honest with you. I was nervous that something might go wrong while I was house sitting, but fee you.
Lift! 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 Right! Lift! A 10 hut! Good morning, maggots!
Good morning, sir!
Welcome to basic training! I am Staff Sergeant Buck Thompson, but from now on, I am your mama, your papa, your sister, and your little baby brother. You will not eat, sleep, talk, or think without my say-so. Another thing about me, I am a huge music fan. I like pop, R&B, hip-hop, indie, soft rock, basically anything with a nice melody and a good beat. Do I make myself clear?
Sir, yes, sir.
My tastes are eclectic, but there's just so much going on these days, it is hard to keep up. So I'm asking you pathetic worms to help turn me on to some new cool sounds. You, with the glasses.
Sir, yes, sir.
Let us get one thing straight. I do not like you. Your face makes me want to puke. That being said, can you recommend any cool music I should be listening to?
Well, sir, I have been listening mostly to classic rock lately, sir.
Speak up, soldier. What bands are we talking about here?
Led Zeppelin, sir. Supertramp, sir. David Bowie, sir. Especially his Ziggy Stardust period.
Cool. I regard that as the high water mark of Bowie's career. You, cockroach.
Sir, yes, sir.
Are you looking at me?
Sir, no, sir.
Damn right you are not. Now, what's got you excited these days, musically speaking?
I like the band Vampire Weekend, sir. In my opinion, their newest record is their best effort yet. It stays true to their early sound while still exploring new sonic frontiers.
You think it's better than their debut?
Sir, yes, sir.
Wrong! Now drop and give me 50.
Oh, sir, yes, sir.
Let that be a lesson to you all. Vampire Weekend have never bested their debut release. Understood?
Sir, yes, sir.
That's right. You, Missy.
Sir, yes, sir.
Just because you're a lady doesn't mean I'm going to treat you any different from the rest of these maggots. What is on your iPod right now?
I like the Flaming Lips, sir.
You know what? They are a band I have always known about, but have never really gotten into.
Sir, they have many psychedelic pop gems just waiting to be discovered by a discerning listener such as yourself.
Now you hold your horses there, soldier. They have so many albums that I would not know where to begin.
I recommend their 1999 critically acclaimed release, The Soft Bulletin. And after that, you'll definitely want to pick up Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robot, sir.
Thanks for the tip, soldier. I will be buying them tonight. Unless you've got a problem with that.
Sir, no, sir.
All right. I want all of you to take a good look at my face, because from now on, it's the face you're going to be seeing in your nightmares. Also, thank you for your music tips. Now, let's head over to the mess for some karaoke. David
Bowie.
David
Bowie.
David Bowie. Ziggy.
Stardust.
JJ, your address is 34 Cranston, right? Not 36? Because according to Mrs.
Jenkins? Rhonda Jenkins?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not in your house, so, you and me, we're good, buddy. Yeah.
Listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Leona Browson,
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and me, Donovan Workin.
Live music by Jocelyn Alf, Kieran Martin Murphy, and our resident composer, Jan Randall. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Special thanks to sound maestro Eric Wagers.
Guest appearances by Steve Glassman, Katie Soden, and Mark Connolly of CBC Edmonton.
Sketches were written by Michael Belazzo, Ian Boothby, Peter Brown, James Hartnett, Tom Hill and Ember Konopacki, Peter Stevens, and head writer Neil Gron. The show is recorded by Corey Haberstock and edited by Ray Buxton. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at Festival Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta.
Next week, The Irrelevant Show beats Hollywood to the punch. The Ant-Man movie with Paul Rudd opens on the 17th, but first, we'll bring you our version of the Ant-Man story.
Spider-Man, what happened to Ant-Man? Spider-Man, did you eat Ant-Man?
Ant-Man on The Irrelevant Show next Thursday morning.